People around the world have been paying tribute this week to American civil rights activist Martin Luther King. A white supremacist infamously shot and killed Mr. King at a 1968 rally in Memphis, Tennessee. That was 50 years ago. This week, his 9-year-old granddaughter, Yolanda King, spoke at a rally in Washington calling for an end to gun violence. Lisa Hunt is an African-American soul singer based in Byron Shire. She spoke to Rob Osborne about the speech.
She had me in tears for two reasons. One, because she was just absolutely gorgeous and dignified for a 9-year-old. It's the kind of charisma you cannot buy. So in that sense, I think of her and her grandfather as apples in the tree, you know. And then it made me teary because I hadn't seen that kind of movement from youth in so long that it was just awe-inspiring. When I saw the images of that march, it was just so moving. To think that a generation will be that inspired again, to think that, you know, there might be another generation that will come up like they did in the 60s and be revolutionary, just really made me teary.
Do you remember where and when you first heard of Martin Luther King?
Well, I can't say precisely where I heard of him or saw him, but he was everywhere. That's all I can remember, you know, just being a young kid. I would have been just between 5 and 8 years old at the biggest part of his career. But he was everywhere. He was like a superstar. So whether you went to church, whether you went to school, whether you went anywhere, his posters, his pictures, he was a rock star. And the I Have a Dream speech was required learning in school. And I went to a white school. We were part of the first desegregation generation where they took black kids and sent us out to schools in white neighborhoods. And it was, even there, it was still part of required learning.
Has there been a personal legacy for you, an effect on your outlook and beliefs?
Yes. I would say his words, the content of their character, has been, for me personally, motivating. Okay, so I can't help it if every time I go through the airport, I'm stopped and searched. But the content of my character is something that I have control over. In the sense that the dream is not pure, that you won't be judged by the color of your skin, even if you are, just make sure that the content of your character is something that's wonderful and beautiful.
Martin Luther King once observed that the arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Have we made progress in the last 50 years towards the kind of justice and equality he envisaged?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Even though there's still room for improvement in different parts of society, like health system, like the justice system.
Why was gospel music such a powerful component of the civil rights movement in the US?
It started before the civil rights movement because you have to think that we came over as slaves. And music of faith is an inner thing. It's somewhere where you can go inside of you and find strength, hope, faith, dignity, grace. When life is hard and you have that inner spiritual world to turn to, that's a place where you can find power and grace.
And what is your favourite song from this era?
Would have been Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, because it was kind of an overview of the whole civil rights movement. And not only that, but also a call to reflect in the black community itself, to have a look at itself.
That's soul singer Lisa Hunt speaking to Rob Osborne there.